From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The city of Arcata requested that Humboldt State University provide the contract that would allow the university to manage The Village, a proposed new student housing community. While the contract is yet to be finalized and cannot yet be released publicly, the university is sharing with the city a term sheet, which is a summary of the tentative contract's main points upon the project approval by the city. The length of the agreement would be 35 years. It addresses areas such as operations, maintenance, housing guidelines, rents, and room rates, to name a few. Occupancy would be restricted to 602 residents. A corrections officer at the Humboldt County Correctional Facility is being credited with saving an inmate's life. On July 2nd, Correctional Deputy Anthony Silva was supervising a male minimum security dorm when he heard an inmate yell for help. Silva saw that a man was choking on his dinner. Silva quickly sprang into action, performing the Heimlich maneuver on the inmate. After about 5 to 6 Heimlich thrusts, the food dislodged from the inmate's throat. He was later cleared by medical staff at the facility. Leslie Castellano is an official candidate for Eureka City Council Ward 1. She made the announcement Tuesday, pointing to her background as a community organizer, artist, and founder and director of a city dance and performing arts studio. As evidence of her commitment to the community, she says the projects she has undertaken require feedback and input from a wide range of perspectives. An SB1-funded construction project getting underway in Humboldt County. The Department of Public Works will be replacing 2 culverts at the intersection of Upper Pacific Road and Lower Pacific Road in Whitethorn Shelter Cove. Construction scheduled for July 10th with completion date of July 12th. Expect traffic delays and detours around the construction area. Also now through August 31st, Humboldt Community Services District in the area of 6144 Avalon Drive to connect some new services there. Work will be performed in the sidewalk and roadway areas. Be cautious of work crews and vehicles in that area. This summer, more than 60 students from the University of Texas at Austin are riding from Austin, Texas to Anchorage, Alaska, part of the 15th anniversary of Texas 4000 for Cancer, the longest annual charity bike ride in the world. The team is rolling through Eureka today, 33 days after they first set off. In all, they'll ride more than 4,000 miles over the course of 70 days with the mission of fighting cancer by sharing hope, knowledge, and charity at every stop along the route. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.